Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hi, Mike.
Getting into the holiday season here. Temperature's getting a little bit cold. You still in Georgia?
Yeah, looking forward to heading north. That should be fun. All our listeners have fun holiday plans.
Yeah, their holiday plans probably don't involve going north. They're probably going south.
If they're smart.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, you've chosen a good poem this week. It addresses an issue that we haven't talked about before, which is peripheral vascular disease, particularly peripheral vein disease. This primarily affects the veins in the legs, and it can cause leg pain. It can cause varicose veins and swollen legs and perhaps open sores. Varicose veins, our topic for today, are often those twisted and swollen veins. Probably no surprise to listeners that veins in the legs carry blood back to the heart. Those veins have little valves inside of them that keep the blood moving in one direction. That direction would be toward the heart. The valves open and close, particularly close, to keep the blood from flowing back down. Vein disease happens when the valves are damaged, perhaps because of physical damage, perhaps because of genetics, but the bottom line is they don't work well, and this causes blood to collect in the legs. There are telangiectasias and reticular veins and varicose veins. These are the visible signs of chronic vein disease. Asymptomatic patients with these conditions often find the cosmetic appearance of those veins distressing and seek medical help to relieve that. In the absence of signs of venous disease, laser and light therapy can be performed after a careful physical exam. Sclerotherapy is another option for patients. But what about laser treatments for those that don't tolerate or perhaps fail sclerotherapy or have small superficial veins that are too small to cannulate with a sclerotherapy needle? You found an article. It was in the New England Journal of Medicine this year, 2019. It was published. It starts on page 912, and it attempts to answer the question, what is the best approach to the treatment of varicose veins? Mark?
Yeah, I love it when surgeons do randomized trials. We always learn something interesting. So this study identified 800 adults who had a primary symptomatic varicose veins, at least 3 millimeters in diameter in at least one leg. Plus, there had to be some evidence of reflux of the saphenous veins. Anyone with a DVT or superficial thrombosis was excluded. If they had more than one involved leg, the worst leg was the study leg. They were randomized to one of three treatment options, which, you know, you described some of those: foam sclerotherapy, laser ablation, followed by foam sclerotherapy if needed, and surgery. Follow-up with the primary outcome questionnaire was available for about 90% of patients at 6 weeks, about 85% at 6 months, and about 75% at 5 years. So they had pretty good long-term follow-up. There were more early withdrawals in the surgery group. Data from the case notes was available for almost all patients. So the groups were similar at baseline. Average age was about 49 years, a little more than half were women, and about three quarters had involvement in only a single leg. Analysis was by intention to treat, which is good. After 5 years, the Aberdeen varicose vein questionnaire score had decreased more in the laser ablation and surgery groups than in the foam sclerotherapy group. The effect sizes were statistically and clinically significant. They did a cost-effectiveness analysis, and that favored laser ablation over the other two approaches. So the bottom line, to quote my near namesake, Dr. Evil, frickin' lasers, right? So for symptomatic varicose veins, at least 3 millimeters in diameter, with some evidence of saphenous vein reflux, laser ablation appears to be the most effective and cost-effective initial therapy.
Great. I mean, the thing about much of this surgery that's interesting is that it is cosmetic. It doesn't have to be, but it often is. So I'm a little surprised that in this particular sample, that 57% of the population was women. I would have predicted it would have been a much higher percentage.
Well, not necessarily. I think, you know, I don't know that that's, you know, true, and certainly not in this population. And it looks like, it didn't look like they had any particular effort to seek out men. And so, no, it's just good to know that it was a nice balanced population and that we have some good guidance going forward.
Right. The other thing worth mentioning, you'd said it was a pretty good follow-up. I actually am very impressed at the follow-up, 73% at 5 years. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's good. And, you know, just a testament to a well-designed trial and a lot of hard work by the researchers. You know, doing these kind of studies takes a real concerted effort to keep patients engaged. We're beginning recruitment for an observational study, and we just need to keep them engaged for a month, and that can be hard. So, you know, it's a challenge and good for the investigators.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it. We'll talk again in a week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.